unless I have heard. At one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen clearly in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no sensation, no there is no quality of sight and so on, no quality of mind, no quality of consciousness. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate para gate para sangate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be just as you have thought. And the Tathagata will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans, asuras, and garbhas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Oh, 当然就开始已经上行了，经常我们就接打进来一个人，那每个去实验的那个呢，多年的定的呗，其他的呗，定说不搞的怎样？当被真的有点是多年，我们就定的经验呢，那你呗，哪里去找个经验呢？你定说不有不的，有的是。他来等待去，那等待人他就，那俺就干的意思呢，俺就夸吧夸吧是，夸吧是，各大群众的来去约的，各大群众干的是，俺就跟那去的省的他省嘛，一天几省进来去旅游嘛，当不你那去进来有一百人啥的，没那去，哎那去等到时间呢，那多少日都不搞弄这个。罗阿姐做那啦，等着送，等着送哩，等着送的他们他妈也送的，等着送的那娃也到，等着送的哩。我那娃等着送给他，绿现在的吉普绿绿的吉普绿，就是现在这个老公的，过来跟着你，苦啊苦，那苦啊不干啥意思？但俺在那边去给领班打工，他真的苦啊苦的，那你去读研的那去旅游嘛的，那在读研的他就有的意思。那他比偷的，当然是南边去的那些年的呀。过来，他当的去过做那的，他可以可以多年的那些农忙给办的，这个。
So the purpose of our practicing of the Dharma is to free ourselves from. Samsara or the cyclic existence. So what is really mean by cyclic existence or samsara, or samsaric beings in other words? So within the samsara there are six realms, the three realms of three fortunate realms and three unfortunate realms. So the three fortunate realms are human, god, and demigods. And then three unfortunate realms are animal, hungry ghost, and hell realms. So those are what is known as six realms within the cycle of existence. So right from the beginningless time up until now, we haven't been able to go beyond those cycle of existence. Or samsara, we have been revolved within this cycle existence. And without a break. So it is our consciousness, which is beginningless, that takes a rebirth within the six realms, and the depending upon what form of rebirth that we may have taken, depending upon one's own karmic deeds. And so, therefore, so long as we remain within the cyclic existence, not being able to free ourselves from the cyclic existence, we will always undergo sufferings. We're subject to undergo sufferings. Thus, practicing Dharma is to break the chain of the cyclic existence. So therefore, whenever we engage in the practice of the Dharma, receiving the teachings of the Dharma, it is very important for us to actually cultivate appropriate motivations, the motivations of freeing oneself from cyclic existence, as well as wishing to free other beings from the cyclic existence. So what really makes us to take a river in cyclic existence within the samsara? So taking rebirth in samsara is not a random, nor it is forced by some other individuals such as absolute beings or the mighty beings who actually force oneself to take a rebirth within the cyclic existence. It is our karma. The karma is the driving force for our rebirth, depending upon what kind of karma that we have accumulated. So then the karma being actions, and an action is actually driven by ignorance, maripa in Tibetan, avidya or ignorance, you could say. And the root cause of forcing us to take a rebirth within the cyclic existence is the ignorance. And ignorance here primarily referring to grasping at self, self-cherishing mind, or self-centered attitude. And it is because of this self-centered attitude we engage in all different kinds of actions. And since the motivation itself is ignorant, and your actions will be negative, and then the result of that action will be negative as well. So it is it's all connected. There's a connection one after one another. So how then the self-cherishing mind or the self-grasping itself really force us to engage in negative deeds? For instance, myself. When I think about Ajahn myself, and I think about Ajahn, something that Ajahn who is actually exists independently, without depending on any other factors and causes and conditions. So the very mind or the mind that actually grasps onto self, something that exists solidly, concretely, will then always lead to negative actions. Then negative actions will become a cause for one's own rebirth, a negative rebirth within the cyclic existence. So therefore, now what we really need to do here is to really to identify the cause, the root cause of this cyclic existence, which is self-grasping mind. And it is a self-grasping itself that needs to be identified, and that is the one that needs to be gotten rid of. So this cannot be again, eliminated without any application of or antidotes or the remedy. So therefore, our entire practice of the Dharma, beginning from taking refuge into the jewels, all the way to the meditation of emptiness, if one is Sanchi practitioners, self-generation stage, completion stage, from the beginning taking refuge, all the way to the completion stage, must become an antidote or the remedy to the self-grasping mind.
Pāchū mē gēne tēni chūmbā rīs, tēnē yīntē yēn tē pā tāgā chīmbū chēgū rīs, tāndā ngā zhūgī chī
そうそうにじゅんでんがるじじじやんそうそうちゃんどんぐらいでそうそうぺんぺんじゃんだばじどんぐらいもなあててんりまてのにゃちゅんじまきしろめてなあどんごめきみついちゃんのなめんだばじじにじかじゅんなじゅんそうそうてざんにがげなじゅんなめんすにがじもてがじばまりせちんがちゃなばじそうそうへんとばじひぐりそうそうせちんたじこてんしろじばりつんでがまちんがんどちゃわるとまみさどろんどうせちんやね でのすんでんのすんかんりらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらきらき
actions is a product of one's own karma. And so karma is again its force, or it's a product of one's own ignorance or afflictions. And so from the beginning this time up until now, regardless of which realm that we may have taken as a rebirth, which realm the rebirth may have taken in different realms, we haven't been able to go beyond sorrow. And even if we engage in the virtuous deed or the wholesome deeds, and then even the wholesome deeds become a cause to taking rebirth within the cycle of existence. So why this is? Because our virtuous deed, the way we engage in the virtuous deed, and the underlying motivation is based on self-grasping mind. So long as one's motivation is rooted to the self-grasping mind, self-cherishing or self-centered attitudes, even if one engages in the practice of Dharma, virtuous deed, or engage in wholesome deeds, it may become a wholesome cause, but not beyond samsara. So therefore, just the way we look at things and the way we look at ourselves, self and other phenomena, our way of looking at self and other phenomena is completely distorted. So it is because of the mistaken way of looking at self and other phenomena, we are unable to cultivate what we call the genuine compassion, love, sense of connectedness to others. Because when we look at ourselves, the way we look at ourselves is we exist independently and without depending on any other factors. Similarly, when we look at the other phenomena, such as house where we live, and the place where we belong to, and the food that we eat, and the clothes and shelter that we have, and the way we look at is something that exists concretely without depending on other factors. So now, practicing Dharma is to reverse this thought, reverse these motivations. It is by looking at self as an independent and other phenomena as independent that really strengthen the self-grasping mind. And the more you look at things as a concrete and independence, and that the stronger your self-grasping mind become. And so therefore, when we look at ourselves, in our state of mind, is most of the time is always, you know, a strong cherishing at oneself, and either we have a hatred towards others or in a neutral. And when we look, when we come to the state of mind, to self and others, we draw a big, distinctions. We draw a demarcation between the self and others. And so, therefore, once you draw this demarcations, then there's always we cherish ourselves and neglecting the welfare of other beings. So now, practicing the Dharma is to now reverse this. Cherishing other beings, put more significance and regard to other beings, welfare of other beings. And that doesn't mean, again, we should completely neglect our own inner welfare. And so therefore, in what manner that we should become a, you know, maintaining in the middle way is to not excessively cherishing oneself and neglecting the welfare of other beings. And as a practitioner, we should put more regards and more significance to other beings. So this is, you know, now practicing Dharma need to reversing our way of thinking. Reversing our way of, you know, doing things and you know, our deeds.
Oh, tenari. That tenai itu tuma maripa sengen dengan tu kuak tuma maripa sih. Anak anak yang tanah kia nak lesa tu nak kah? Demel cuti ni tuguru madiyo madi. Tuma maripa dige tenai maripa susu rawa rasa tu pernah bici. Kang leh tiang mungkin kena bici tenai ye tenai kui. Kang leh anak yang dia maruah. Tenai yang dia anak tu kepas sahun demel kiu tuan ni. Wrong, only to one of the quick hand here, wrong, only to pass the radio Maroa. And the name is the quick hand, and I remember the game. Wanted to. This is a good Toma Maripa, singing the Kadiri Sena. So, Kazaji, the Pashu Magitone, a Pashu, moon, a crone, moon, Chitusha, and that you want to get down to make you. So, in an assity, so some wrong and Pachuar Magitan came, wrote them, I think that on the Kimuji case as Toma Maripa, singing a day, my bazo. Tini meba zua la, lo telo tuoji ken dapo te, kunongru meba zua ni, ngandu pumbu di meba zua tugi mara. Lo telo tuoji ken de, ngayungi samba, sengdi jesu na, ngayungi samba, ngayungi samba, kuwa li nipu meba tongkenti sikiri. Ani chi kwa lingpo mepa, ani chi kari chum jindu mungi, kari mungi kari yoy nana tangpo kipu chi, kumbar sabba chingdi kipu chi, sadang tabo chi 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 chi. Ani kari yoy kari pa ki wano, kui nipa reji yoy, goto reji, kui mepa reji yon, taa chi ki, ani kwa lingpo mepa chi tuan tu taa ni kui dwa. Ani kui dwa chiang ni, chiang taa ni, ani kui ki chawal niya chuka tuma maripa taa, megi ili ka nga tepa sito tiki kuri. Ani megi ili ka nga taa nga na sen, na sen, Liu nga yin sun ki mungbu ji sasha yorwa, te sasha tangbu kani hongni gen tanda thuma mari pa yin sati lo, wa te me pa zu gugun du uus te kene, ta mungbu ji kira sasha.
So let's, you know, think ourselves, the way we actually look at ourselves, the way we understand ourselves and the way we see ourselves. How do we really look at ourselves? How do we understand ourselves? In other words, I or me. This is, as a practitioner of the Dharma, it's very important to analyze or investigate actual existence of the self or I. Most of the time, when we think about I or self, we think of about I and self, something that exists independently without any depending on other factors, causes and conditions. It is because of this strong grasping of self, then everything that belongs to us, such as food, clothing and so on, are exist independently, solidly, everything that exists in and of itself. So, if you really analyze very carefully of oneself, the self really, is the self that really exists the way in which that I consider as a self. This is how you, how we need to examine ourselves. Try to look at the self and examining the self by pinpointing at all parts of your body, from the crown of your head to the tip of your toe, and coming back from the sole of your feet all the way back to the tip of your top of your crown and so on. And thinking up in your mind, even within one's body, all kind of organs and systems that we have inside our body, where the self really exists. Where is the self is taking a shelter somewhere else within our body and so on. If you really think very carefully and examine and self that we normally think that really exists independently, something that can be touched, something that can be pinpointed, become unfindable. So this really tells you that our way of looking at self is something that is distorted, it's a mistaken. So then we are kind of become, you know, awaken, because from the beginning this time up until now, the way I look at self, ourself, or the way I look at myself is something completely mistaken, completely wrong, distorted. So then if you are able to see this yourself in this way, then you can shift one's mind to other phenomena, such as something that belongs to oneself. Fooding, shelter, clothing, and so on. Think about the clothes that we wear at this time. Normally, we take it for granted. This is mine. It belongs to me. And we just wear ourselves and we do not think of anything else. But if you really think carefully, how many people have involved to become these clothes? to make these clothes. So hundreds and thousands, we are dependent upon others. In brief, our very existence and our very survival is dependent on other beings. So this is how we really need to think about ourselves and phenomena. If you're able to really examine this way, self and other phenomena, then we are, we are actually embarking on the path and getting closer to understand actual mode of existence of things and event, in other words, emptiness. So once you're able to understand ultimate nature of reality or the emptiness, then whatever the actions that we may take, it will all become a wholesome actions, because the very motivation is understanding how things really are, and the actions driven by this motivations will always wholesome. Not only just become a wholesome, but it will become a cause for freeing ourselves from cyclical existence. And so this will then lead oneself to understand there is no purpose and no meaning in grasping at the cyclical existence or the mundane excellences. Because everything that we engage in the actions through body, speech, and mind, driven by this negative thoughts and emotions, particularly of the ignorance of self-grasping mind, that becomes a negative, and which result in suffering of oneself. So if you're able to really look at this, the false sides, to look at the, downside of, or the disadvantages of this self-grasping mind, then this will lead yourself to understand there's no purpose of clinging onto the self and mundane excellences.
Ane jamba dekhi hundi, ku rangu ni madhu pade, susur ngun tuba mayi pade, ku to ni, tenai tobi lo tela, tru lo tengu yu madun do tenu, tru ngen yung di sambal le teni, kwa li ngen banji bi ngen yung, senge di jiong chadu lo, ten yi sambal di ngen yung, sambal di ki takki, ngen yung sambal di ki tru jeni, ane ku kwa li tabi taba di to ni, wati mega jibun ku chitin su ni, ngen du su no, nawa yi do ten du su no jime kwa chi, dendu ki jawa li, dendu ki jawa li, na peta nyi pengi yu ma di, mega jibun ku yang,
Then Yun Samba Jesuna quite a bit tabad to. I can't you send the to Jesuna and do our recipient Tajiki, Tanji and Sanji, and Tayon Guri.
So now, speaking about, you know, freeing ourselves from cyclic existence is to eliminate grasping itself, which is ignorant mind, ignorant which pertaining to self and other phenomena. And so now we can't really jump into it and just, you know, eradicate our ignorance. This needs to be, you know, done in a on the basis of, you know, proper sequence or proper orders. This so therefore, right from the beginning, one must observe this 10 virtuous actions by abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions. 3 from body. Bodily actions, the 3 in bodily negative actions, and the 4 speech, and the 3 mental actions. So therefore, by observing those 10 virtuous actions, what it does, you know, by means of observing those 10 virtuous actions, will lead oneself to take a rebirth in the high realms, or the fortunate realms, either taking rebirth in human realms or the god or demigod realms. So now, even if one take a rebirth within this this 3 high realms, we are not free from of sufferings. Deva realms or the demigod realms, human realms, we are all subject to undergo sufferings. And now, we should look for something beyond this. Not only just you accumulate karma or you engage in wholesome deeds, observing 10 virtuous actions and abandoning 10 non-virtuous actions to take a rebirth within these high realms, but you look for something that talk completely, you know, free from sufferings. So when you look at this, then we need to know the disadvantages, the nature of samsara. So this will then take oneself to cultivation of what we call nyejung, which means the renunciations. You're renouncing, you will be able to cultivate the renunciation with regard to worldly excellences or the mundane excellences. And then when you look at this disadvantages of this of taking rebirth in samsara, then you have a strong wish yourself to free yourself from this samsara. Then having a genuine, you know, by reflecting one's mind upon the disadvantageous nature of samsara and having a genuine motivation of freeing oneself from samsara alone will not again free oneself from samsara. Now, the main question here is to know how can I really break the chain of taking rebirth into samsara? Then again, importance of identification of maripa or ignorance come into picture. And then you need to know about what really causes us to take rebirth within the samsara. And as we talked about earlier, the root cause of samsara or the cyclic existence is ignorance or the maripa. And this need to be eradicated. And this can be, maripa or this ignorance cannot be eradicated by means of cultivating just love, compassion, sense of connectedness to others. This need to be eradicated by means of understanding how things really are. Because this is a distorted way of looking at things and self and other phenomena. It look at self and phenomena in and of itself or exists independently without depending on any other factors. So now to overcome, to get rid of this kind of mental attitude, must be done on the basis of understanding how things really are. So therefore, when we speak about how things really are, then we are speaking about understanding of emptiness, right? So this, once you have this, then able to cultivate the mental attitude of how things really are, well then enables oneself to engage oneself to accumulate a karma or accumulate, to gathering a cause to free ourselves from samsara. So then, just again by freeing oneself from samsara or attaining nirvana for oneself is not adequate, because as the practitioner of the Mahayana, we have to have the highest goal, which is to free entire sentient beings from samsara, or freeing entire beings from samsara, or sufferings, and to gain this. So therefore, I must do something that I can really lead all beings, or free from sufferings. In order to do that, I must attain state of enlightenment. So when you have this kind of mental attitude, this is what we call such a pure and blissful mental attitude that you can cultivate within you, that really, cares other beings from the depth of one's heart. And this will actually give you such a joy, enormous joy within yourself, because you are completely, your mental attitude is completely reversed and completely become detached from attachment. So therefore, once you have such a loving and caring for other beings with such a mental attitude, and then the blissful experience that you will have will be beyond our explanations. So therefore, this is how the sequence, observing 10 virtuous actions, then cultivating renunciations, understanding of how things really are, in other words, ultimate nature of reality, then bodhicitta, which is the genuine wish to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings.
Well,
Sanji to Nangan, Jabuji, Yabuji, Sandra, Mani, the Dampian, and then the Dajila Mani, and Rodri, Sitchin, Tangi, Kuyi, Dunin, and now the Kunoha, Kodin, and Rodri, Kuduka, Nita, Sitchin, Hinjit, Jamal, Hinjit, Hassan, Kanga, Gundu, and Tom Maki, Tambulinjit.
Sanji Sadi, the man about cheating, good enough. A cheat about Chimbutan, good to Garrett, good to Corrette, good to Kuno, Yapa Laban, the Zin, you tell me, then I can't soon to get it. Sanji good. And do the chin, Chanju sent the Maki, then, you won't jump on Hinja Hassan, the Dagger, and those chin, Kuno, Sanji, Tenda, the Garrett, and then Kuno, Sijan, Tangi, but that's a thing about Naki, Sijan, Tangi, 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 Tang
So we talked about cultivation of renunciations. Renunciation is to freeing oneself from samsara by understanding the nature of samsara and the disadvantages of samsara. And then we talked about the awakening mind, which is bodhicitta, having a genuine wish to attain state of enlightenment for the benefit of other sentient beings. So all those great enlightened beings, they have gone through this path of perfecting, working for the wealth of other sentient beings. And those enlightened beings, they have not actually attained enlightenment just to, you know, free themselves from samsara, free themselves from sufferings. Their very purpose of gaining the state of enlightenment is to working for the wealth of other beings. It's such a pure, you know, motivations and mental attitudes. So if you look at this, the standard definition of this bodhicitta or this mind, awakening mind, you see that it's actually observed by, you know, the object of observation of this bodhicitta is to dzogchang, which means the complete state of enlightenment. And then purpose of gaining the state of complete enlightenment is for the benefit of other sentient beings. So when you look at this, the priority of, you know, gaining the state of enlightenment is to welfare of other sentient beings. And only this enlightenment becomes a secondary. So primary focus is to, you know, welfare of others, working for the welfare of other sentient beings. So then, by looking at the beings, sentient beings, who within the six realms, who are undergoing tremendous amount of sufferings, regardless of where they take rebirth, fortunate realms, unfortunate realms, they are all subject to undergo sufferings. And so with this, you know, understanding, then you have, we will, one needs to think about working for the all other sentient beings. Again, here, when we speak about working for other sentient beings, it's not, again, we're doing so without any connection with them. Think about that we ourselves is connected with them, with all other sentient beings. Because according to the Mahayana tradition, there's no such a single sentient beings who has not been one's own parents in the past. So therefore, just as how kind our current or present parents are to oneself, so too all other beings have been kind to oneself in the past. So therefore, this leads to oneself to the cultivation of what we call the bodhicitta. So then again, speaking about cultivation of bodhicitta, there are two different ways in which one cultivates bodhicitta. One is equalizing and exchanging self with others. Another one is sevenfold or the six causes and one result. This is the most effective, actually, and thinking about by recognizing all other beings as one's own mother and being mindful or remembering their kindness. And not only just you remember their kindness, but also you would like to repay their kindness, jinzu. Repaying their kindness, having a genuine wish to repay their kindness. And then heartwarming love. It's extraordinary love that you cultivate towards all other beings. Then compassion. And then what we call lastly the resolute intentions. The resolute intention will then lead oneself to cultivate complete bodhicitta. And so therefore all those great beings in the past, Buddhas, such as Buddha Shakyamuni and so forth, have gained the state of complete enlightenment by cultivating this bodhicitta. And so we, as a follower of those Buddha Shakyamuni, if we really want to become a genuine practitioner of the Dhamma, then we should always engage in the practice of cultivating bodhicitta. This can only be done on the basis of receiving the teachings, studying the Buddha Dhamma. It is therefore Buddha has stated that I cannot really take the suffering of other beings, nor I can wash the negativity of other beings by, you know, pouring a water on the sentient beings. And neither I can, you know, transfer my spiritual realization to the sentient beings. But I can free other sentient beings by, you know, by teaching them by teaching them how things really are. So therefore, we as a practitioner, and we need to, you know, receive the teachings, and not only just receiving the teachings, but you need to study and contemplate and meditations.
张叔生了那么久了，咋了？你对面啊，等于跟你弟弟就大概拿几个呢，弟弟几年有的。那大概拿几生的，跟那个的张叔生把生的，让等烟你的烟大家的这个就有的，大概拿几。拿几叔叔，我说说这些，人是没本钱的，那俺自己自己生的，这咋进步？这烟的给他绿灯的这个是吧？ 去吧，进入当地去接我的。那时间他这得把偏东南东南那些人接了，基本上用过的。那平时东干的这个，我们那叫了他妈们不都，时间他就怕没有妈妈一个。那到底我们黑的是，夸了他妈的你有些黑就有嘛，刚才俺这不接呢，叫他妈的你出去要的，那跑去了叫他妈要嘛的谁要嘛的。
看看鸡巴，把他妈没把那种五个人嘛，那些没把那些几年嘞没把这样住，俺这三的人话啦，三可能一几几把就这个人嘛都得到啥子那人有嘛的，那等到没得鸡巴应该就鸡巴用也得，那鸡巴嘛一就，鸡巴里鸡巴装，鸡巴鸡巴装，鸡巴嘛一把装上点，那些没把那些年嘞没把这样住，可能就这看的个啦。
So we talked about, you know, this sevenfold instructions of cultivating bodhicitta, which recognizing all other beings as one's own mother and remembering their kindness and genuine wish to repay their kindness and heartwarming love, compassion, and resolute intentions. Once you're able to complete all the six, then these six are known as the cause which give rise to bodhicitta. And there's another way of cultivating bodhicitta is equalizing and exchanging with self with others. So now here, when we speak about exchanging self with others, it is not that we become someone and someone become ourselves. That is not what we really mean by exchanging self with others. So what is meant by self in exchanging self with other is to, you know, to reversing one's way of thinking. Our way of normally, when we think about ourselves, we think about ourselves and we put more regards and significance, and we cherish more ourselves than other beings. We have strong attachment, cherishing, attachment and, you know, self-cherishment towards oneself. And then we have strong, you know, aversion towards someone whom we dislike, and we ignore beings whom we do not know. And someone who nor wants on love wants and neither wants enemy. So this is
the mental attitude that we have within us, the three different kinds of mental attitude. One is to attachment towards oneself and one's loved ones, hatred towards someone whom we dislike, and then indifference with regard to the other beings, other, you know, that doesn't belong to two of those categories. So therefore now, this exchanging self with others is to now to reverse this order, or reverse this mental attitude. Cherishing of other sentient beings. And you should not have this three categories of the mental attitude with regard to the, you know, beings, with regard to the three different beings, but rather you should cultivate a similar thought, a similar wish, in other words, equanimity towards all other beings. And it's a fact that if you are really able to do this, and this is this will really, you know, calm your mind. Now, normally, when our mind is influenced by this strong attachment, hatred, and indifference, and this actually creates a wave of our mind. So therefore, once you are able to, you know, cultivate this equanimity towards all beings, so then the wave that are on the surface of one's mind are diminished, and you are able to experience the actual nature of one's own mind, which is very calm and still. So that really makes us, you know, something that really you will have extraordinary feelings of happiness, and in other words, you'll have a similar an inexpressible, you know, sort of blissful experiences.
What the nari? I did jaw, don't you Mitoma garden, nine, my hippa, my inky, hippa, chiria, my tambin, hippa, ink, but you good eat. And then, hippa, my inky, not him, but not him, made to me a rigid, and the hippa, Tomam, and do so, take the gang at that day. And the Kaza in the Langazum, hippa, Kaza, Marwa, Anzu Kaza in the Kazal, Chal, Tomam, means at night, Ron Chal, Tomam, means at Nagin, not hid the Toma, your money, Kaza.
So if we really make an effort at this time, time that we have found such a wonderful rebirth as a human beings, then within this brief lifetime, we're able to make a great change in ourselves, so that in the future, when we take a rebirth, and the propensities or the seeds that you have planted within your mind can be carried to this, you know, very next lifetime, and then as well as the subsequent lifetime of one's future. So this is, you know, how we can really make change of ourself, and how we can really, you know, take an initiative of ourself by stepping on the path to enlightenment. So our life is beginningless, because when we speak about the life is beginningless, is the consciousness that we have within us is beginningless, and it is endless. So regardless of who we are, you know, one's present life, but we're all subject to, you know, we all are common to face what we call the suffering of death. Once we, you know, pass away from this life, that doesn't mean that you are completely, you know, cease to exist. Your subtlemost consciousness will continue to the next life. And so then whatever the imprints or the seed that you have implanted within the subtlemost consciousness will be carried out and will give rise to its fruition. So therefore, right from now, by keeping this in one's own mind and try one's best to implant a positive seeds or the wholesome seeds within one's subtle past, within one's consciousness, because it is only the karmic seeds that we can carry from this life to next life. Nothing else can be taken. Regardless of what kind of position that one has, or the relatives, and, you know, the wealth that we have accumulated. When we face this ultimate journey, which is death, then only thing that you can carry with you is your seeds of your karmic seeds, the seed that you have implanted within your consciousness. So therefore, it is better for us to take something that really accompany us, that really help us to become help us to, you know, the to one's, you know, future life. So he's asking if you have a question, so we'll deal with questions and answer now. Yes.
So with karma, there's the understanding, but there's a tension. The karma, there's the tension of the consciousness to be attached to a craving. And is that what drives the flow and the series of rebirths? Is that understanding?
Yeah, it's our, you know, the whatever the actions that we may take, whether it is positive or negative actions. But this is the most important factor for becoming a thief for negative or positive is, again, the motivation. The motivation that we have. You know, if you have a very strong motivation of engaging in negative deeds, let's say about saying something bad to others. And then at the moment that you have cultivated motivations, even you have not spoken out, but the imprint that you have, because of this motivation that you have already implanted this imprint within your consciousness, so that you will carry this consciousness to your next life, which is negative, you know, karma, as you also call. And so then similarly, if you have, you know, cultivated a very strong motivation of taking a life of others, in other words, killing someone, even without killing it, without engaging, executing actual act, your seeds is completely implanted. Of course, there is a difference in terms of intensity of this negative imprints, but you already implanted the seeds and so on. So the motivation is the key factor, for the seeds of one's own, future life.
I have a question about what you just explained. Like if we have a thought, even when we get angry, the thought of killing one another, the other person, looks like we are planting the seed in our head. But at this moment, we practice, right? And then look at those two persons. This one, hey, we practice Dharma here. So how do we erase that, the thought that just occurred in the head, right? Because we get really upset, really angry, and then we can say, well, I will beat you up, you know? Just the thought of that, is it a seed planting, and how we erase that? I use the word erase a lot, but how can we, because the thought already appeared in our head, so how will we prevent that in the future?
I got it, yes, I got it.
Really
very clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's also Namji Jamjalia, Yaji Kulun Duja, and the Lager was also there. Kulun Duja, and the Lady Kavli, and Penetic, Taji Kondo Shivichila, Sajin, Pajo Mea, Dunsha Mendo Samia Tavishida, Pajo, the Saja Shamendo Sai, and the Kulun Shimur was. The Kavli, the Kulun Shimushu, there was. Nigi Kulun Shimushu was. Media, che, kaza nasim kuni nasha we lokesha we teke te mici kredi gordi ne chik dele nasim kuni nande bici ta ching dele ya cha ching dele ya dele ya teke ta bici ki kope nasim dele maki ya chung uro bas te che te kala ta nasim du kundu ne tadi ko maki ya ta bici ta ko tangmo ne ngongo chi ya tapshe le karchi uris.
Kanazin
ku 대한 공로 시기야 지어로 봐. 직소도 치어로 비시 두센 다디 말했어. 다디도 디감도 양 티체 제고로 되네. 야 디제 양다 공로 당하는 게 용고로. 간다 진주미게 어떤 저 간데 다시 제고로 했다. 간다 공로 백콜 매버서 할 세고면도 뭐라 인더 신설.
기타니 공투 매버서 할라 공투 도마 제주게 도마 마리 바생에 데 매버서 그거로 와. 그러면 봐줘. 돈이 맞다 봐. 좀 봐줘야 돼. 내가 내가 다 고도 매장한다 보더니 그를 군도 찍어야 미켄다 보지. 그래서 산이야 땅. 내 군도 주는 그를 파지로 주줄로는 도와지 못이 아직 너무 그 말로. 근데 내 인사들로는 소소기 지 내가 산다는 인사리. 파지로 주줄로 두루 좀 도와요 말이네. 두루 좀 도와 좀 제가 만드네. 딜리바 그런 제가 막 군투나 주는 애 돈 대가리. 네 파출 데라 생케 수들라 생케 도아 용그리스 네 파모데 츠롱리 치나 네 냥냥지 코디야 호 쳇쳇쳇 문도야 요마리스 들로 조바 군 무질레 기 디파 요마이 조바 생 데디가 두 군구르 치
So now this you know for us as ordinary beings although the anger does not really become a very active within us, but the seed of anger is already there. It is always, you know, the seed of those anger, hatred, or jealousy are always there within us as an imprint, what we call. Because we talked about earlier this, the self-cherishing mind, self-grasping mind is the root cause for all these negative thoughts and emotions, period. And so long as you have this self-cherishing mind, self-grasping mind, then the chances of, you know, generating those negative thoughts are always there. So, to get rid of those negative thoughts and emotions, we need to look for the root cause of all those negative thoughts and emotions. You may be able to suppress our anger by practicing love, compassion, for a time being. But this will not eradicate, this will not uproot your anger. Because you have, the cause of anger is again still there, the self-grasping mind. Because when we think about, I'm angry, and first and foremost, you know, your motivation, that you have cultivated the motivation at this moment, it's based on I. And then again, the way you look at the I that you have, your understanding of I is completely distorted. So independent, concrete. Based on that understanding of I, someone told me this, someone is doing something that is offensive to me, someone is saying something bad about me. And then you have this me and I. It's a very, you know, based on this I, then we make, even if someone uses one very simple word, and when we think about it, we contemplate that too much, and then we intensify, you know, your anger and your hatred. So then it really becomes uncontrollable. Then we take a physical actions based on this anger, which will then bring a disaster result and chaos result, nothing else. So then all of this, the root cause of this anger and hatred are all self-cherishing mind. If you understand how the self or I exists, the way in which that really exists, and reality of self and I, then this kind of anger will not arise. If you really look at yourself and see all those the thoughts, such as take an example of anger, particularly jealousy, sense of competitiveness, and so on, those are generated based on I. So now we really need to, you know, dig and look at the root cause of that. Because if you are unable to cut the root of that, then it's always, you know, it will always give rise to, you know, its fruits or its effects. So therefore, always work with the self and find how the self, existence of the self, that is the most powerful way of eliminating or eradicating or uprooting anger. Any questions? Yes.
In a practical way, does that have any suggestions for being in circumstances where people are trying to make someone unhappy or uncomfortable or do harm to them? So those people don't rest until they get a response of pain of some kind or a response of anger.
So, me, So, in this case, when someone, you know, tries to do something that is offensive to oneself and other beings, and, you know, it's for us not to get angry is the key factor. So now how can we do that? Is again here to think about the individual who is actually engaging in such a negative act. Is he or she has no power. She or he has no, you know, choice. He or she is actually forced by delusion or mental afflictions. And so if you really think deeply, carefully, instead of, you know, distracting one's mind, we will really have compassion for them. Because how pity it is. At the moment, the person is engaging in negative acts based on his or her anger, and how unhappy that person is at that moment. And not only the moment that he or she is suffering, but also once he or she has engaged in such a negative deed based on this anger, and it will give rise to a negative result. Not only that person will have a negative karmic result, but also there will be legal consequences for this person. So he or she is not doing such things by choice. It is by no choice. You might say that, oh, he has a lot of choice, but he didn't listen to that. You know, that's what he did. But we are normally looking at the external condition. But there's internal condition that really force he or her really become a powerless, because very much habituated with following those kinds of instructions given by the negative thoughts, and addicted to it, you know, addiction. So therefore, when we think about that, you know, instead of, you know, getting angry or retaliating, you will have, you know, compassion and love for this person. This is very practical to calm one's own mind and maintain what's a calmness of one's own mind. You have a question you want me to ask in that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Tā kōrāṁ tīrē dāla. Tī kō tīrē. Tānda tī. There was a question from Anthony.
Yes, is there any subtle difference between power and force?
Power and force. You know, you're based on this 37th limb of, the path to enlightenment, right? On the 37th path. Quran this thing do. Tanda dagin shikyodre, janju sodre nane. Tanda de, ombungay nane liya, tanda top nga da ombungay nile keba kari yores.
Tate nga yabu hiyami de, tero nga
de. Ombungay da top nga da keba kari yores.
Ombungay nane, kari gani, ombungay nane.
Ombungay singa de, nga de, miga unna ugo mare.
Nga de, mare ba.
Top nga da, bet ka gare. De, lam kenge siyong goro ba. Lam chiya gore.
Ten jie tak siyong gore. Ambunga tunga ya tiba chimu kuna yikina, titan magi, tanda nungi iti.
Tangbo gozo ya di, tenpa nye ya shing gozo uruwa,
tenpa
nye uru shabu shi, yanda pa pungwa, ane tsutu ki kambu shi, ombunga, tomunga, chanshu ki yanla tu, pana yanla ke, oti chi sumso de chaguwa.
Ambunga miga amu na yamu chi yamu, tiga ma,
tiga ma, tiga ma, tiga ma,
tiga ma, tiga ma,
So, he said there might be a subtle difference, but he's not very sure. He said he will look at the text and then give you the answer later. So he's not very sure. Yeah. Probably he said he will look at the different, you know, the Lamrim Chemo or the different texts, then he will just let you know.
Roger came to the conclusion that they were the same. Or FPC clarifies the distinction between the two of them. And I was just wondering, what's the point if they're repeating themselves over, you know, five factors that basically
absolutely
are the same? Is it to reinforce it, maybe, twice as strong as the, you know, the rest of the list?
Yeah. So he said Kishla said he's not very sure. There might be a subtle difference, but he's not very sure right now.
Thank you.
Yes. It dawned on me last week, I don't understand the difference in the instructions of contemplating on a subject and meditating on a subject.
Okay. That's correct. More than that, 간소 테스트 검사를 걸어와. 되나나. 테바디 타고 가가님 법 딱다 주주마. 그게 내야 들어봤어. 그래서 삼바도 공부 이렇게 하고 그랬어.
삼바도 알 장주기 센다고 얘기했는데 장주 센다고 마히야마 힌지 솔지 히야마 힌지 그스럽지 히와지 그러와. 히와지는데 장진데나 이제 싸우는데 내려가는 군 따오네. 예들어. 삼바도 한도 아 군디 아니 알이 유지마 히와마 이게 담에 히와 될로는 이제 두고 말어. 띵지 아니 간단히 간단히 그거는 전에 다가 라는 게 뭐지?
So the here contemplation with the contemplation and meditation is a cause and effect. That's what he said. Contemplation comes before and then meditation. So normally there are three things. Right, listening, contemplating, and meditating. Right, so for instance, if you are listening to the teachings of Bodhicitta, and you listen to the teachings of the Bodhicitta, and then you contemplate or you think about the meaning of this Bodhicitta, once you're able to get the meanings and an aspect, then object of bodhicitta, then you meditate. When you are thinking about the meaning and understanding of the meaning, it's said to be a contemplation. And because meditation should be done on the basis of complete understanding of meaning of the bodhicitta, in other words. So listening, you have listened to the teachings of the bodhicitta, and contemplating your mind on the meaning of the bodhicitta. Once you have contemplated and have understood, you know, full understanding of what is meant by bodhicitta, then you meditate on it.
But I guess I'm not understanding the meditating on it. I don't know what I'm doing. I understand if you're meditating on it, isn't your mind thinking about it? If maybe an example of what the difference would be, what's going on in your head, I don't know, is that possible to give an example? I understand the contemplating, I understand the listening and the reasoning and the contemplating. And I guess I kind of thought contemplating was kind of meditation. And I understand what the single point of meditation of looking at an image and or not looking at it and trying to have it in your head. I understand that. But if I want to meditate, if I'm thinking about self-cherishing attitude and I contemplate the downfalls of that, and then what does the meditation look like after I've come to the conclusion that it's not a good thing, it's not helpful, then
okay. Got it, yeah? Tomorrow, we are going to sambadan kumbanyaliya di ko cover the term of the young severus. Some
你也在地人的上的上就结果了，那上这人等待他个人的排挤，上多么的他个人为他了点点出格了，就工具就得是理解的。So
he's giving a simple example that contemplation is that you actually making more effort of understanding the meaning. That is what we mean by contemplating. And meditating is you understood actual meaning and then you actually completely, you know, being in the meditative equipoise with the meaning so that you don't really have to look at the understanding or whether I'm understanding this meaning and so on and so forth. But this you have, it is, you have completely understood the meaning and then it is more effortless. Your meditation become more effortless. And you're putting more effort in contemplating. Contemplation, in other words, that's the difference. This is the example that he's giving. So if you, for instance, if you want to meditate on the cup, and first you're contemplating the contemplating this cup that's in front of me, and looking at the shape of the cup, and you're observing that you're, the color of the cup and the patterns, whatever the attributes the cup, you know, possesses, and you just look at that, and while we're looking at it, then you are actually contemplating it. You're contemplating the cup. Once you're able to get everything mentally, you know, you get it, everything, the shape of the cup, very precisely, then you meditate. So it is more, you know, relaxing way of thinking the cup. When you're contemplating, you are well, completely contemplating and putting more effort to understand the nature and understand the, you know, shape of the cup and so on. So this is the difference. This is how, you know, the simple example of the difference between the two.
I have a quick question. Why is the color being changed here and why is it blue?
Dick. 청공부 가르친 다음을 했어야 돼.
청공부
구천대로 가요, 여러분.
세대에서는 지방은 지나 세부도 마무리 그위로와 전형은 지나 최공도 담다. 세부 마부도 다시 당한데 다시 내가 금방 내가 세부 마부니 치러 세마부지. 다 대가지 딱하신 지에 또 토야로 무지에 또 토야 무랑자 주셔야 있어. 아무지는 들로 피상다고 되는 마부도 세부 니지미니 그위로. 되니 관두지 마듯이 내가 죽으면은 당근도
나로 어떤 공부 열어 봤다.
아,
주심 초반 나로 망신 공부 열다. 다다도.
어, 됐는데 여기를 열어.
공부를 망신 공부. 실로 일단 최점 됐어요. 나로 공부를 하려다.
어쨌든 저 제지 말 뭐죠.
So he doesn't know anything about the significance of why the blue, but it the one thing that he could say is if you have a blue color, then the statue being a golden color, it really stands out. That's what he could say, yeah. He said there might be a meaning or significance behind it, but he doesn't know.
Thank you.
Should we say the dedication prayers? Beginning on page 23 and 24, continue to speak the scriptures.
Thank you.
Amen. gāyī kūyī kāndhā pēntaṁ dhāvā mālī yuñyī nē shēryāṁ zīmvā tīñjīṁ jāsā yī kāpī sīthī pātō tēngyū jī ujjētā jōpātāṁ kūntū zhāmbhū dīyā tēgīṁ dē tēntā kūñjī jīsū dālū jī Yavan-de-da-tang-ji-ro-to-mo,